Meet the characters. Florence Balcom. Widow of the famous writer Abraham Stoker, with whom he married in Dublin in 1878, Florence Balcom was a beautiful lady who came to be sought after by the well-known writer Oscar Wilde. The meeting between Bram Stoker and Florence took place in his student days. This caused some disagreements with Oscar Wilde, who was disgusted by Florence's decision to continue an affair with Bram Stoker. Even so, when Oscar Wilde fell into disrepute for his alleged immoral behaviour, Bram Stoker visited him. Florence Balcom had a son with Bram Stoker once they settled in London, and her husband became secretary and manager of Henry Irving's Lyceum Theatre. In fact, Florence Balcom is remembered as responsible for the destruction of most copies of the horror film Nosferatu, 1922, based on the novel Dracula, written by her husband. This is because the director of the film, F.W. Murnau, filmed it without asking for the appropriate rights. Florence was not aware of the existence of the film Nosferatu until she received an anonymous letter from Berlin. The document included the program of a 1922 film event, complete with orchestral accompaniment, which had taken place in the Marble Garden of the Berlin Zoo. In the booklet, the film was described as a free adaptation of the work of Bram Stoker's Dracula. The scriptwriter of Nosferatu, Henrik Galeen, had changed the names of the main characters and modified certain points of the work. But, even so, the similarity with the novel is unequivocal. At the time of her husband's death, Florence Balcom was in a terrible financial situation. And being the literary executor of her husband, she had not given permission for the adaptation, nor had she received any payment for it. Furious, she responded to this violation of copyright and not only asked for the financial compensation, but demanded that the negatives and all the copies of the film, which she never saw, be destroyed immediately. The producer, Prana Films, filed for bankruptcy to avoid payment. The sentence determined that she was right, but the copies of the film were not destroyed in their entirety. Years later, he gave up the rights to carry out the corresponding theatrical adaptation, which was a real success. In our version, Florence Balcom is a lady with a very clear objective: to get the original copy of the film Nosferatu. That is why she travels to Germany, to the house of the well-known film director Murnau. But to her surprise, he is preparing his luggage to leave for the United States, where he will shoot a new movie. Florence Balcom then decides to lie and pose as an actress who wants to participate in Mr. Murnau's new movie. He, confused, agrees to audition the eccentric woman without suspecting her true motives. The relationship between the two is a crazy comedy in which entanglement is a constant.